This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, August 14th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. A new, deeper poverty has gripped Zimbabwe, and the formal economy has utterly been destroyed under the reign of Robert Mugabe. Rejoice Ngwenya, head of the Zimbabwean Coalition for Market and Liberal Solutions, discussed the realities of life in Mugabe's Zimbabwe.
There's always this, perspective of poverty that it's created by some kind of external force or a natural calamity or some form of human calamity which society is not in control of. But in Zimbabwe, we seem to have discovered a new type of poverty where a government that is driven by a compulsive desire to control its people has been able to create some kind of sarcastic dependency, syndrome that in itself has paralyzed the community to such an extent that the community is not able to create a good life for itself. And that's a new type of poverty, a kind of poverty where a whole nation has gone out of its way to create a deficit, of goods and services. And it's incredible. It's a new innovation.
Now, you say it's gone out of its way. How much of the poverty that exists in Zimbabwe is by design meant to centralize authority within Mugabe's circle of power?
Well, when Mugabe took over power in 1979, Rhodesia was one of the most sophisticated economies in Africa, a very strong engineering industry. Tourism was one of the best and so forth. But he got so carried away by Marxist-Leninist dogma, which was rather utopic and exciting for a new nation, and the middle income probably just bought the dummy as well. So Mugabe then was able to convince us that there was no form of government better than a government that is in charge of everybody's life. Very socialist, very patronizing, and very giving, a very benevolent government, which we know is a welfare state. So we were then lulled into this paralysis that a good government gives. So this is the kind of paralysis that eventually developed into some sort of political lethargy, which then the backlash was then to destroy our ability to create life for ourselves. And then we eventually and consistently slid into poverty. It's almost seemed like it was not of our making, but had we woken up quickly and realized that the wealth that Mugabe was claiming to give us was wealth that had been created by Ian Smith and his team who were trying to fight sanctions. In other words, by trying to create a strong import substitution, industry, he was creating wealth. And this is what Mugabe was feeding off for almost about 10, 15 years. And eventually, by the time the cake had disappeared, we were too weak to create a good life for ourselves. So you can see how I believe that maybe that's the way we Zimbabweans literally single-handedly destroyed our wealth and created our own poverty.
There is no formal economy in Zimbabwe, as you have said. Just how criminal is private productive behavior?
The one of the most damning aspects of Mugabe's governance was the policy of price controls, which were imposed on the system, on the economic system, in the hope that it was going to buy votes. Now, what it then did was to completely destroy the productive capacity of industry, which meant that in order to satisfy that deficit of goods and services, mostly goods, the society now needs to seek goods and commodities from outside the country, which virtually reduces us into a kind of a flea market type of economy. Now, that then means that we need to hone our skills in self-dependency. In other words, in an informal, you know, environment where individuals have to fend for them or for themselves.
How have people adapted to deal with that kind of situation?
I find that question always very interesting because the word adapt, I put it, as a scenario where somebody's on death row, and you say to that person, "How are you coping with being on death row?" Obviously, the coping mechanisms are slightly different here, but here we are talking about an instinct for survival rather than good old adaptation, because when you are in an economy whose money is so worthless that it becomes completely useless. In other words, you can't use money as a medium of exchange. You need to create another alternative form of survival. Put plainly, if I wanted a kilogram of beef, I know I can't get it from the shop. So I'll need to look around for another 10 guys, which makes it about 100 kilograms or more. Then we go and buy a goat or something, or we get a goat, you know, in exchange. For instance, if you are lucky to get US dollars, you can exchange it for US dollars. But for the common person, barter, simple barter, where you have a kilogram of meat and I have a kilogram of cornmeal and we exchange, that is the end of the day. That is how we've been reduced to almost to a level of peasant, you know, survival.
Rejoice Ngwenya is head of the Zimbabwean Coalition for Market and Liberal Solutions. You can read more of his work at africanliberty.org.